This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong leaders are limiting transportation services to the airport this Saturday to try to prevent any demonstrations from taking place over the weekend. Some protesters called for renewed demonstrations at Hong Kong's airport, although earlier this week, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam announced that her government will formally withdraw an extradition bill that would have allowed Hong Kong residents to face trial in mainland China. That bill was what initially sparked the protest. Violence broke out at protests late Friday after demonstrators besieged a police station and a subway stop, leading police to fire tear gas and rubber bullets. Hurricane Dorian continues its trek up the U.S. eastern seaboard after making landfall over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and devastating the Bahamas. Forecasters say it will be traveling across Nova Scotia late Saturday or Saturday night. The National Hurricane Center expects Dorian to continue to produce life-threatening storm surges and dangerous winds along parts of the North Carolina and Virginia coast. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that parent agency to the National Weather Service is defending President Donald Trump for his Sunday tweet about the state of Alabama being threatened by Hurricane Dorian.
Sunday, after President Trump had tweeted Alabama was going to be hit hard by Hurricane Dorian, a spokesman for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said the current forecast path of Dorian does not include Alabama. That was Sunday. Now the agency says President Trump was right in his tweet and that the information that he was provided demonstrated tropical storm force winds could impact Alabama.
That is the AP's Jackie Quinn reporting, and this is